My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I'm Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Chris Mercadante, who was the second worst person I've ever played golf with, was the first until Stu Gatz came along, dropped us off some of those one bars, which is very nice. We had some of those when we played with Frankie and Trent. So delicious. One bars.
Yeah.
Good. Scarf one of those down.
20 grams of protein, Biggs.
Yeah, that's right. That's why we can do man stuff.
That's why we do man stuff.
Because we pump ourselves full of protein. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why we do the man stuff to guess.
I do know what you're saying.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay.
You know, I'm really surprised at you because, you know, yesterday you slammed Gleyber Torres, and rightfully so, for some of his lazy play cropping back up. But today, he didn't seem to have much of a problem with Gleyber Torres telling the Yankees, essentially, no, I'm not going to move from second base to help the team because I'm a second baseman.
Yeah, I don't know what the issues are overall with him, and I don't know how long he'll end up being here, whether or not this is his last year, but it seems like, you know, when he gets going, I mean, he has the ability, you know, to have a great week and hit home runs and hit doubles and seems to be all engaged, and then all of a sudden comes a couple bad games where he'll make an error or he'll stop running or he'll do something that is completely bizarre. Everybody watching the game. I mean, but when the lineup is the way it is now, especially with the addition of Chisholm, now all of a sudden, you know, some of the pressure's off of him. Now, I kind of understand, like, he wants to be a second baseman. That's where he sees himself, and he doesn't want, I think, the uncertainty of third base having an effect on him offensively.
Okay.
He may seem like he may be one of those guys.
Well, remember, at shortstop, he had big problems.
That's right. So when you have a guy that's uncomfortable somewhere in the field, you don't want it to show itself when he's in the batter's box.
Yeah, which is something that the team has to think about, and they've got to figure that out. But if you're Gleyber Torres and you've had the season that you've had and you're making errors left and right at second base and you look lazy half the time that you're out there, you got to say, I'll do whatever you need, Skip.
Yeah, but here's
I'll do whatever you need.
Right, I know, but here's the thing. Chisholm's doing that. Chisholm is coming in and said, I'll play wherever they want me to play. I want to play baseball. I can do it all. And I love his, I just in 2 days, we've gotten to know him a little bit.
Yeah.
We didn't know all this about him down in Miami.
Didn't know a thing about him.
I had no idea that he was so... that right. But I had no idea that he was so confident in his abilities. Like, how would you know that? You're not following the Marlins unless they're coming in here to play the Mets or the Yankees.
Right, I mean, and you'd heard that maybe he'd fallen a little bit out of favor down there, but up here, it's perfect. Perfect so far. Now, it's a couple of games, but still, he fits in. Seems like he fits in great.
But just think about him for a second. He is coming into a team that is now finally in a playoff situation, and there is pressure to win. There's pressure to perform. And I think he kind of has the personality like, you know, and I can handle this and I'm going to do this. And because I'm not a guy who's been in this locker room for 6 years, I am the new guy. I will do whatever the coach asks me to do at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could change next year. But at this moment, he's the perfect guy because he, as he said, I'll play anywhere you want me to play. Even though I haven't played third base, I'll go play third base. I'm not afraid. That I kind of like that attitude.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's the positive end of it. I mean, it's not like the Yankees asked Juan Soto or Aaron Judge to, you know, move positions or, you know, somebody who's actually producing at a high level. I mean, they're asking a guy who was struggling, hey, listen, we added this guy. Can you help us out? And he's basically going, no, I'm a second baseman.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's more about the offensive side of things than the defensive side of things. I mean, like the defensive side of things for Gleyber Torres can add another layer of anxiety to him. And I think it's smart just to leave him where he is. And maybe it's smart on his part to decline, if in fact he did decline, the move to third base. You know, listen, I just want to stay here. I have a hard enough time as it is, and I don't want it to affect my offensive game. Whatever offensive game I have, as inconsistent as it can be.
Man, I wonder if he's in discussions. Should have been in trade discussions in the offseason. That's something we talked about in the offseason that I brought up. I would have been done with him. I mean, that would be a bold move for a contender to trade away their starting second baseman in that way. But, I mean, if he's a detriment to this team and he's not willing to do whatever it takes to help them win a championship.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Man.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Chisholm goes to second base.
Mm-hmm.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, so they trade Gleyber for a starting third baseman.
Yeah, depending on who that is.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, who is that player that the team that has the third baseman that the Yankees want would be willing to take Gleyber Torres back in a trade?
Yeah, I don't know if that person exists. I don't know what it is. I don't know if Gleyber Torres is someone that is enticing to a team that's parting with a starting pitcher as well that could help the Yankees, but I mean, I'd float him out there. That's for sure.
So let's say the Yankees acquired Justin Turner. Now the Seattle Mariners have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they were the ones that acquired Justin Turner and Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
Then maybe you can then move.
Of course, yeah.
Gleyber Torres. That's what I'm kind of. You know, this is what's going on in all these front offices right now.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out how they can fix a problem that they believe they have without giving up too much, but maybe moving somebody that is, they believe in their eyes, is a problem. But I don't think that they think that Gleyber Torres is a problem. I know the fan base, and I know how people look at it. But
they sat him earlier this year, remember?
Sometimes you got to sit guys, and you got to make a point to them.
That's an admission of understanding that he's been an issue. Mm. If you're sitting a guy, you understand he's a problem.
Well,
now, they might not look at him as big of a problem as we do. Sort of like with Gary Sanchez all those years. It felt like we thought he was a bigger problem, meaning the radio station and the fans and everybody calling up, than the Yankees did.
But he also was a part of this team that got off to a great start this year, and one of the reasons why they're still very much in play here and why I believe they're going to the World Series.
Jeez. You got him going to the World Series all
of a sudden? I do. No, not all of a sudden. I've had it all year long.
You've had it all year long?
Yes.
Even when they were 6 weeks of being terrible?
Of course.
All right.
And people were talking about punting on the season and trading away. I'm like, what? They're not punting. They brought in Juan Soto.
No, nobody said they were going to punt on the season.
Oh, there are people that are so pissed off at Brian Cashman, they can't even see straight. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are always all in on it, except for the 1 year where they did make the trades, and then they had that little Gary Sanchez bump that year.
Yeah.
Where it was interesting to watch them because of Gary Sanchez hitting like 16 home runs in the second half of the season.
Yeah. Let's go to Andrew in Brooklyn. What's going on, Andrew?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
No, you know, I'm surprised one name that hasn't gotten tossed around in all these trade talks maybe bring back like a local hometown guy. Plus, he's a great utility player. What about somebody like Gio Urshela?
Yeah, I mean,
Glaber.
Yeah, I mean, with the Tigers now, I saw that he wasn't playing the last couple of days, maybe because that, they're trying to keep him healthy for right. So he's definitely on the block. He's someone that was really pissed off when they traded him away and brought in Josh Donaldson. I think he'd welcome a trade back here.
Oh, I think so too. Of course, just you know, he'd love to be a part of what the Yankees got going on right now, and I bet you he'd be very welcome back in that clubhouse.
God, I would love if they traded Gleyber Torres. I think that'd be great. That'd be a sign of like we're not dealing with this crap anymore. It'd be the exact opposite of what the Yankee fan thinks of Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman and how there's no accountability. Yeah, they trade him at the deadline, bring back Gio Urshela, which would be sort of an ego thing for Brian Cashman that he'd have to swallow his pride, saying, "Hey, I made a mistake getting rid of you." I mean that would show me a lot.
But you know the other aspect here that you never really. We never ever get into is we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know whether or not, you know, the front office, the analytics geeks, you know, the manager, the other players, is there an issue that could be seen by them but not seen by us?
Yeah, I understand.
So Gio Urshela will be should be traded today. I wouldn't say will, but should be.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be one of those guys that goes somewhere and will be the perfect utility player for whatever team ends up acquiring him.
Yeah. I mean, and you never know. Sometimes those are the deals that put a team over the top, those smaller ones that you don't think. I mean, the Braves a couple years ago when they won the World Series. I mean, those trade deadline deals, people weren't thinking, man, they just blew everybody out of the water.
No.
Just a piece here and a piece there, and next thing you know, bang.
But like when many people talk about the Yankees, they say, you know, Soto and Judge can't just be the only hitters in the lineup. And when they do win, like they did win last night, you have the other parts of the lineup that are actually contributing now, and that's what makes them virtually unbeatable.
True. And in the conversations about how the Yankees get better, you know, adding someone at the trade deadline and them getting healthy was one thing that I didn't think was going to happen is Carlos Rodon looking like a real pitcher again, and he's put together back-to-back starts of looking like a real pitcher. I think that more than anything.
What about Luis Gil, who went through that little downturn and then came out of it?
Yeah. I mean, the only questions I've had about him is, are the Yankees going to let him pitch? That's the only question. Are they going to move him to the bullpen? Are they going to shut him down? I mean, those are the only questions. I never really had an issue.
That's why you got to believe that the Yankees probably are looking hard at Blake Snell.
Yeah. I mean, and they're going to have to make a deal that they don't want to make. That it's going to be one of those like, man, I really don't want to part with this, but we have to go for it. It's going to be one of those conversations.
And the New York Yankees, for God's sake.
For God's sakes. Oh, the great Richie and East Islip. What's going on, Richie?
Yo.
How you doing, man?
Next time you really want to play Sands Point, we'll take you to the real golf course, then you play with some players that won't, you know, make you miserable. So that invitation's open to you anytime you want.
Well, thanks, Richie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I felt bad for you on that whole story. In the meantime, Torres for Arenado on Cardinals. They take over his contract, which is, I think there's like $65 million left or $75 million left. They move Torres over to the Cardinals, and the Yankees got a third baseman for the next 2 years. He's still got something left in him. I don't believe that he's just having a crappy year. I don't think that I don't think he's washed up. What is he like? 32?
He's 33.
You know, 60. Put him in that lineup with these guys. It may rejuvenate him big time. You know, it's just like you know. The Cardinals definitely, they're not out of it, but they're not in it.
The other thing you got to take into account, Richie, and don't think that does mean something, is long-term commitment to a player, even if it's just a year, to Nolan Arenado, unless the Cardinals are taking back some of that money, that's not the kind of player the Yankees, I don't think, are going to want to add to a roster that's already, you know, right up against the luxury tax.
Right. It's way too much money is what it comes down to. I'm not going to argue the fact that he could wake up offensively, but I mean, you've got the rest of this year, then you got 21, 16, and 15.
No. I mean, they're already paying the price. Look, they're paying Rizzo, they're paying LeMayu, They're paying Torres. They're paying Stanton. They're paying Gold. They're paying Judge. They're paying Soto. I mean, yeah. It goes on. The only guy they're really not paying, you know, the position players they're not paying, is basically now Chisholm. They added him, but you're not paying Volpe and you're not paying your catcher.
Yeah.
Everybody else is getting paid. Verdugo's getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
They're all getting pretty, you know, they have a substantial financial lineup.
They do. There's a lot of deferments. The deferments for Arenado's contract go all the way to 2041 when he's 50 years old.
Yeah, let somebody else pay for that. That's not a contract or a player that I don't believe that the Yankees would even consider.
Yeah. How does that work when I forget? We had this conversation prior to Max Scherzer coming to the Mets when he was still, you felt like a viable trade candidate a few years back, and he had a ton of deferments with the Nationals.
Yeah, the Nationals pay that.
If you trade for Nolan Arenado, the Cardinals are still on the hook for all those deferments.
Well, it all depends on, you know, the agreement between the teams when he's traded.
Okay.
So you could end up absorbing some of that, which you don't want to absorb.
Right.
Like, I don't know what his contract is the next 2 years and what deferments are tied to these next 2 years.
Yeah. Well, the next 2 years are $2 million for the next 3 years, actually. This year, 24, 25, 26.
Plus the deferments are, you know, come with that.
Yeah. When it's all said and done, he's going to make $182 million.
Well, good for him.
It's a lot of scrudge, old man. Good for him is right. Good for Nolan Arenado. That's a lot of money.
I mean, if you said to the Cardinals, look, we'll take them off your hands, but you keep you have the deferments on your books, not ours.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about something, right?
Yeah, and in the luxury tax, this is something, too, that, I mean, it's not too much in the weeds, but something that when people talk about deferments and all that stuff, and why doesn't everybody do deferments, the luxury tax still remains relatively the same of what you'd be getting paid annually. For example, you know, in 2026, they've got deferments in 27 as well, and it's only $16 million that he's making in that year, $15 million in 2027, but against the luxury tax, it's still $25.5 million. So that's what, like, with the Ohtani contract, he might only be making whatever that year,
but it still does lessen it to a certain extent.
Yes. But it's not a full workaround from the luxury tax. Like
We can't have these workarounds.
Workarounds.
We got to watch out for workarounds, because workarounds are a thing.
They are a thing.
Not very much a thing.
Yeah. We're not going to stand for it.
Yeah. And a lot of people use the language workaround.
Yeah, I just did. I don't think I've used that a lot, but I just pulled it out of my ass somehow, some way.
A workaround.
That's not a full workaround.
It's not a full workaround, but it is a workaround.
It is a workaround. I was going to say reach around. Then I realized that was the wrong context.
No, it's a workaround.
It's a workaround, not a reach around.
Not a reach around.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Fan and CBS Sports Network. The lights went out in the control room.
Oh, now they're really on.
Wow, that is bright.
Turn them off again.
Turn them off! Turn these lights off! You see Trump had one of those moments? It was, he had like a Francesca turn my mic on thing.
Yeah.
He's like, get those lights off! Get them off! Put them off! I mean, it was hilarious. All right, Jerry, if you don't mind, I'm going to eat this breakfast while you do this. Because I'm starving.
You do what you got to do.
We're brought to do it.
Yeah, all good. We're brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So we did get a hashing out between Frank the Tank and Sal.
Oh, nice.
So I'll just to remind you.
Why did they not do this on the air?
I don't know. Maybe they couldn't get to him in time. This was on the WFAN podcast, the video podcast that they record in the office. I don't know why. I can't answer you. But after, of course, Sal said that the wild card was over, then Senga got hurt, then they lost two games in a row. We had this from Frank the Tank.
Sal, I'm proud of you. You mother. You did it again. You did it again. You the Mets again. Stop. The Mets are goddamn over. The Mets are the season. Over. It's over. Ryan Stelling, you suck.
So this prompted you to be concerned about it.
Yes, yes.
And understandably so. So yesterday afternoon, Sal did have him on the podcast on Zoom.
Frank, it seems I might have upset you.
Well, I'm flying in. I see that the Mets are playing good. Vibes are high. And then you did it again.
What did I do exactly?
You tweeted out the wild card race is over. Didn't you learn anything from what happened 2 years ago? I mean, every time it's like your revitalization juice to the Braves. Every time it's like you give them that bunch of adrenaline.
Did you say revitalization juice?
Correct.
Kiss my ass.
No, that's not what happened. So, and then I will tell you after the Mets won last night. Now again, this was him crazy.
Salicata, you. You mother.
Okay, so you get that. This was Frank the Tank on a nice train ride home after last night's nice blowout win over the Twins.
Nice bounce back win for the Mets today. I think this might be the biggest blowout in favor of the Mets that I have ever been to.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
So all was good. They made amends and all was fine.
How did it end between the two of them? Like it was okay?
I got through like 3 minutes.
Okay.
So I will tell you,
fat purple ass. I'm so sick and tired of
he's talking about Grimace.
Right.
He's talking about Grimace.
I will tell you that the things that I saw on social media were good.
Okay. All right, good.
But they hashed it out.
That's nice. Because yeah. I like both those guys.
Yes, I think they're fine, and I think the MFs are flying out or over. So I think we should be good.
Until Sal tweets out something again that annoys Frank the Tank, and then the Mets go on to lose three in a row.
Sal Acuna, you f***! You mother f***!
He doesn't want this smoke.
Oh, funny. They did win big last night out at Citi Field as they beat the Twins 15-2. It wasn't going good early. They were losing 1-0 into the fourth when Pete Alonso homered Jeff McNeil, the go-ahead RBI single. They just flew from there. Here was Alonso, the goofball as he is. How good was the offense on a night where you wrap out all those hits and score 15 runs?
It was great. I mean, I thought 1-9, we were super great, super disciplined with the zone.
We were super great. That sounds like a four-year-old.
Yeah, super great, super disciplined.
Oh, man. Here was Tyrone Taylor. Made a hell of a catch out in the outfield. But talking about the lineup, every single person in the lineup had at least one hit.
Yeah, that was an offensive explosion. It's pretty awesome to watch and be a part of. Everybody got a hit, right? Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, sacrificial lambs. So that's awesome.
Meaning the position player. Here was Carlos Mendoza. How about the catch he did make? The game was decided, but still hell of a catch in the seventh.
Pretty good. Pretty impressive. He's a ball player, man. And, you know, anywhere you put him, whether it's in center, in right, obviously that he robbed that homer, but then he goes in the gap and makes another play that he made it look really easy.
Really easy, and he has been good. There's no question. Mets now 56-50 on the season with the win. They remain tied with the Padres for second and third in the wild card race, half game behind Atlanta, who did lose. You've got Sean Manaea, the start tonight, first view, CBS 880 at 7:10. You're not eating.
I finished the half.
Did you already?
Well,
good for you. Okay.
No, already. Two seconds. I could be the fastest eater who's not competitive in the world.
Fair enough. Gotcha. As for the Yankees, they didn't quite do as well as the Mets. The Mets scored 15 runs. The Yankees put up 14.
And Chisholm hits one in the air. Deep to right. Castellanos turns around. There it goes. Adios, amigo. Smooth jazz. Jazz Chisholm, his second home run of the night.
Yeah, matching Aaron.
Jazz Chisholm.
Matching Aaron Judge's two home runs. Judge, by the way, with 39 home runs, 99 RBIs, with 2 months still to go in the season. The Yankees moved to 63-45, a 14-4 win. And I played these earlier. Here's Meredith. It will happen. It just didn't last night on Yes.
Two home runs for the newcomer, Jazz Chisholm Jr.
Mm-hmm. She was very careful. Some have not been, as we now know. We've got a list of people, and Keith McPherson was added to that list.
Bring new blood in here, like a Chaz Chisholm who just like...
Yeah, exactly.
Chaz Chisholm.
Here was...
Found his way right into the clubhouse.
Here was Chisholm on playing third base last night and played it quite well.
Oh, I felt really comfortable at third. Felt back in the infield, felt great. I mean, that's where I feel like I deserve to be, so it's fun.
How about that? Deserving to be there. So may if, what's his name, Gleyber Torres doesn't want to play it, he's more than happy being there. In terms of Judge, we mentioned the numbers. He says still have to be better, actually.
We're trying to get there. You know, I still struck out, I think, three times tonight, so we got some work to do, but, you know, luckily, those times I struck out, guys behind me picked us up. Like Wells there in the fifth, having that big at bat to kind of put the game away.
Talking about Austin Wells' RBI triple. Now we've got the trade deadline at 6. Judge, you know, maybe not as outspoken as some of the Mets were in terms of we got to go make moves, but he was asked about the deadline.
The other teams are making moves, so hopefully we start making moves too. We'll see.
We shall see by 6 o'clock.
Every time you say something like that, it reverberates towards somebody in the locker room.
Yeah.
So essentially you're saying that you need somebody to be replaced that you're in the locker room with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Because someone's got to go.
It's a weird dynamic.
That is true.
And Bob Nightingale, who I think most people don't believe, said that the five most likely teams to make acquisitions today, the Yankees, the Padres, the Dodgers, the Orioles, and the Mets.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I should have tweeted that out.
Bob Nightingale, by the way, a big 3 a.m. guest on those Saturday night overnights with Ann Liguori back in the day.
Wow.
Think about that.
That is crazy.
I was producing that show in 1997.
Man.
Chaz Jism.
And Bob Nightingale was, 3 a.m. and would stay on for an hour.
An hour?
Oh, yeah. Like, and she was great. She'd be coming up to the remember, updates at top 20 and 40. So she would put him on the spot. We're coming up to the update. You can hang, right?
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Yeah.
3:20 in the morning.
Guess I got no choice.
Did you ever get one of those from her where she would give you the rundown of the guests, and then you would call the guest at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the guest wasn't aware they were supposed to be coming on?
Oh, no.
I did not get any of those.
Wow.
There was a former Patriot. I forget who it was. I don't remember. You might remember producing her show. And he would come on from time to time. But there was the one time she says, yeah, call him. He'll be up. I'm like, okay. I go dead asleep. And he cursed me out.
Oh, that's the worst, man. Not my fault. Told me to do this.
He's not coming on. Was he not up? No, it's 4 a.m. He was not up.
Wow.
It's very funny.
And apparently Nightingale also tweeted out that they plan to keep Blake Snell, the Giants. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, they made moves yesterday, so maybe around that and thinking, who knows. The Yankees are a half game behind first place Baltimore as they split a doubleheader with the Blue Jays. So that was the first game James McGann faced by a fastball and stayed in the game. Pretty cool. Gerrit Cole, Aaron Nola, not cool that he hit in the face, but that he stayed in the game, on the fan tonight with coverage at 6 p.m. Some other things real quick from the Olympics. Coco Gauff is out. She was eliminated in the singles tennis competition about an hour ago. Football-wise, you had the story about Aaron Rodgers being ticked off at his team. Here was Alan Lazard. Yeah, he made it known.
He obviously expects the same standard that he holds himself to out of everyone else. And today just didn't resemble that at all. I think as an offense, we were just a little bit sloppy at first.
But the good news is it's August 29th, or rather July 29th and not August 29th. Here was Tyler Conklin just marvels at Rodgers.
I mean, it's kind of the feel thing, and it's kind of hard to explain because so much of it is just trying to see the game through Aaron's eyes, right? And that's kind of impossible because he's kind of like the Oppenheimer of football, right?
The Oppenheimer of football, Aaron Rodgers. And then you've talked about Hassan. You guys have talked about Hassan Reddick
right.
not
came,
being
came to the Jets and dropped a bomb on him.
Yeah, that did happen. Here was Rob Saleh on Reddick.
From a business standpoint, he's got to do what he's got to do, and this is what he feels is the best choice for him and his family. Then that's what he's got to do.
Meantime, you've got Brandon Ayuk not practicing, but did show up to Niners camp. So that's kind of interesting. Here was Kyle Shanahan in terms of wide receiver depth. I don't know if this was specific to Ayuk not being there, but just talking about why you need so many guys.
No, I mean, you always want a group of receivers in camp, and you know you're going to get a few in the draft, possibly a free agency after the draft. You got the guys that you already have on the roster, and you want to add harder competition. And I always love getting some veterans in here who know how to play, who the game's not too big for, that hopefully can add competition to possibly make your team or make guys better.
Make guys better, yes. We'll see if Ayuk does end up getting a contract or just goes and plays with what he has right now. And then a couple more here from the Olympics. I played Snoop Dogg earlier. I'll give you one more time because this was kind of worth a listen as he was doing badminton play-by-play on Peacock.
Oh, I love this badminton right here. This is a great rally right here between China and the U.S. right here. As you see it, don't stop till the casket drop. They rocking and rolling back and forth. Give me that. No, I need that. Nope, over here. Nope, over there. What about over there? Nope, what about there? Nope, give me that. I need that. That too. Nope, sit down somewhere. Get out. Get out. Wait a minute. Hold it. Way up in the sky. Now down. Back up. Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that. That was a good point.
That was a good
smoking
point.
Marijuana.
Well, yeah, that's true too. And you know how Tommy likes to, Tommy Lugauer, has been posting things and saying things for, as Sean will say, for the attention.
Loogie!
Yes.
Yeah.
He did post, I saw, after Alonzo homered last night, most prolific home run hitter in all of baseball.
Yeah.
Which is not correct.
Right.
But okay, so he took the slings. This, you could say, is one of those hot takes, too, perhaps. This is Keyshawn Johnson on FS1 talking about Kevin Durant, his impact when he was with the Warriors. You tell me what you think.
If I put Paul Pierce on the Golden State Warriors with Klay Thompson and Draymond and Steph Curry, you don't think he can do the same shit?
I mean, same stuff.
Well, I mean, he was really good, you know, like.
No, but this is my thing. Okay? Is he had ultimate. No,
he's really good. He was finals MVP.
He can do the same thing.
Well, the same thing. I mean, Paul Pierce was really good, but.
I mean, he did win back-to-back finals MVPs.
Yes.
They lost the previous year, won the next 2 years. I don't know. Kevin Durant's never going to shake that thing for the rest of his
life. Probably not. Unless he wins somewhere else.
Which he's not now, which is over because he's too old and it's over.
Although playing well in the Olympics so far.
The one thing I will say about him, though, is that his size and his abilities are unmatched when you think about how long, how tall, and how he can play. Like, there's very, I mean, how many players, Tim Duncan, and he's even taller than Tim Duncan.
Well, yeah. I mean, he also plays a completely different game offensively than Tim Duncan did. But, yeah, he won an MVP, won a couple of finals MVPs, he won some championships. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, but he will be not respected like some of the other greats for jumping on that Warriors dynasty.
If this was the midday show, they'd be playing sirens right now for breaking news that Mike Fliegelman has for you.
Oh!
Greg Van Roten signing with the Giants per Art Stapleton.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Great.
Got it. Better you did it than I did.
I just met him.
Art or no, Greg Van Roten?
Greg Van Roten.
Hmm. How so? Why?
I'm trying to remember.
Golfing?
No.
Boating?
No.
Eating?
Probably. No, it was the Islanders box.
That's oh, okay.
Met him at the Islanders box.
Very cool.
I believe his wife is I don't know what his wife is. I don't remember this. I met his wife. His wife, maybe a teacher on Long Island or something.
Oh, okay.
That's why he was still living on Long Island, because I was like, well, you're not signed with anybody. Why the hell are you still here? But I don't remember.
Whatever. He was a good guy.
Maybe he just likes to suck off this area. All right. Moment of the day brought to you by the family of Casamigos tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And Christopher Russo hated Rene Russo. Not Rene Russo. Is it Rene Russo?
No.
What's her name?
Stubbs.
Rene Stubbs. Thank you. I wrote Rene Russo, the actress.
Yes.
Rene Stubbs' analyst work on Peacock during an Olympic tennis match. She then fired back by calling him a sexist for his criticism, and he wasn't having it. And then we get fake Chris Russo.
Now I'm annoyed. So Rene Stubbs, who absolutely ruined the broadcast today, I will say that in the couch to him. I watched it. Shut up.
That's as angry as I've heard him.
Yes, wow. He says, I am no sexist.
I've known Carrillo forever. You didn't see me knock her. She did the broadcast with her. So how in the world could I be a sexist if I say great things about Carrillo and bad things about her? One more time. If she doesn't think that I have a right to make a comment on her broadcasting, I have made her. How many times have I killed Romo? Is that sexist?
He's got a point. I mean,
he's got a great point.
Well, it's basically the fallback for everybody that gets triggered. You're a misogynist. You're a sexist. You're a racist. You're this. You're that. You can't criticize anybody. Well, I guess you can. And Chris is doing the right thing, saying it the right way.
Continue to defend himself this way.
So now I got to listen to Rene Stubbs get on me about her horrific broadcast today, where she didn't shut up for 2 hours, talked nonstop, and ruined the enjoyment of the match for yours truly.
And then went
true
on
story
about how much she loves Martina, Chris.
Yeah, whatever. He's making a point that he's not a sexist. We get it. I understand. Like she wants.
I'm
going to
list every woman I like for the next 3 hours. Mother Teresa, Sophia Loren, Princess Diana, Mother Mary, Mama Cass.
Mother Mary to Mama Cass.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a great Tuesday.
Hi, thank you, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. To celebrate the 18 years the Giants played at Yankee Stadium, 1956 to 1973, including the...
Didn't Phil Simms play there?
He think so.
Right.
He was on the 56 NFL championship team, I think. On August 4th, not first, on August 4th, when the Yankees host the Blue Jays, the first 18,000 fans.
Oh, boy.
The first 18,000 fans will receive an Eli Manning Yankees bobblehead.
Eli Manning?
Yeah. Eli Manning Yankees bobblehead.
Let me see that.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Let me finish reading it. I'll take it out for you. All right. Featuring the 100th season logo, courtesy of Duncan. We love Duncan. Prior to the game, Manning will throw out the first pitch.
Okay.
Throughout the game, historic Giant highlights will be played on the Yankee Stadium video board, and fans will have the opportunity to take pictures with a Giant Super Bowl trophy. So I said we need one of these for the studio.
Okay.
So it's going to be 17,999 fans. And here you go. You can take the wrapping off of Eli. Eli Manning in a Yankee uniform.
See, Eli has a normal size head compared to his brother.
Yes, he does.
Yep. So, I mean, the bobblehead is, it's okay. It looks pretty good. Yeah, what do you think?
Actually, it's not bad. Looks a little like Archie, but Archie's his dad, so that works.
Yeah, it works. Got to take the thing off around the neck. So I mean, could you imagine if, like, you had Peyton with his neck and his head?
His forehead, yeah, it'd be impossible.
It would be, like, up here.
Yeah. Well, there it is. So Eli Manning in a Yankee jersey, number 10, throwing a football.
It's kind of interesting.
It is.
It's a nice, I think it's a nice collaboration.
It is a very nice collaboration. Yep.
Put Eli right here for a while.
Yeah, right in the middle. How's that? How is that? Let's go to Don on Long Island. What's going on, Don?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Always been a big fan until today, how you announced Greg Van Roten becoming a Giant.
Why is that?
I think a Long Island guy that grew up on Long Island playing for the Giants deserves a little more respect than that.
Respect in what? What do we do?
Well, why don't you go back and listen to your clip? It really wasn't a good job. Just letting you know.
Well, all right. I'm giving you an opportunity to say what bothered you, and you're saying go back and listen to it. So what was it?
Well, you made the announcement, and then Boomo did some kind of stupid whistle in the background, like it was no big deal, the announcement.
Well, do you understand you understand the irony of it. So they did breaking news on the MLB trade deadline day. So we thought that, you know, we'd hear some big Yankee or Met news, and it wasn't that. So that's probably where that sarcasm came from there.
Well, that's a pretty good job, whatever. You didn't do a good job to a Long Island guy
What reaction would you have liked?
A positive reaction.
Okay. Greg Van Roten to the Giants. Yeah, baby! Turn your mics on in there!
Woo! Super Bowl.
Let's go. I mean, it's about damn time we brought the kid home.
I'm coming
the prodigal
home,
son, baby.
I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. The Van Rotens are coming home. Woo! There you go. There you got your reaction. Man, oh man, it's weird. What bothers people, doesn't it?
Yeah. It could have been his high school coach. Who knows?
I'm coming home. I met Gio in Ledecky's box. He didn't remember anything about it.
He said he was a good dude.
Yeah. I mean, God. I mean, he was with the Jets, Van Roten, for a while.
Yes.
Did we make a big deal about that when he was on the Jets?
No.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I mean, it wasn't really good with the Jets, was it? Well, don't say that. You're going to piss that guy off.
Oh, Boomer makes some noise in the background. Disrespecting Van Roten.
Okay.
How dare you?
In his eyes, baby.
And Boomer famously known for disrespecting Long Island.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
And Long Island football players.
Right, of course. You've never done anything for Long Island football, that's for sure.
No.
Never, not at all.
No.
I'm ashamed of you. I'm surprised at you, Boomer. I used to be a fan of you, Boomer.
You guys don't ever celebrate Long Island offensive linemen on this show.
No, never. Zellner Award winner. Did he win the Zellner Award? Did he? I bet you he probably did.
He probably did. Well, he played at Chaminade.
Are you eligible for the Zellner Award if you play at Chaminade?
Why wouldn't you be?
Because it's a private school, right?
Yeah, but they... Oh, man, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they play. I think it's all like the public schools, I think.
Yeah, you know, he was drafted by the Packers, played for the Seahawks, the Argonauts, the Jaguars, the Panthers, the Jets, the Bills, the Vegas Raiders, and now the Giants.
So there you go. You got breaking news up on CBS Sports Network as well.
There you
Giants
go.
Assigned guard, Greg Van Roten. Awesome.
Hometown hero, Greg Van Roten.
Hometown hero.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Gosh. Remember those days?
Oh, the Carmelo days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was rough.
It was. And that song was all over the place.
No, I know. It ruined the song, actually. The song was a good song. That whole Carmelo thing, it ruined that song.
And yep. Now Greg Van Roten can bring it back.
I'm coming home. Don't be disrespectful. It's not Greg Van Roten. It's Roten. And I did like it when I met him. I met his wife, too. I guess she was from Long Island or a teacher or something. I don't know what it was. But I didn't feel like we were disrespectful at all.
No.
There was something else I was just about to say about... Oh, yeah. I have to shout out. So he was talking Zellner Award. We had two of them at Belport, Frank Malia and Will Strano, two Zellner Award winners, offensive linemen at Belport.
Nice.
Did you have any at East Islip, or they're all tiny guys with bad haircuts?
No, I think this past year we had one.
You a Zellner Award winner?
I think so, yeah. I think.
Wow. That is, you win the Zellner Award.
Yes.
You are one badass. That is the best offensive lineman on Long Island.
Yes, it is.
That's who that is. Okay. If you didn't figure it out yet by now, but yes, so do you have the list of them there?
I'm trying to find it. You go to the section. What is it? 11.
Section 11. Yeah.
The website is like amazing. how the hell do I find this now?
You're never going to be able to. I'm just looking at that now. That looks so confusing.
Yeah. About. I got. Let's see.
I have never seen a website with that many tabs. Ever.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. To celebrate the 18 years the Giants played at Yankee Stadium, 1956 to 1973. Including the...
Didn't Phil Simms play there?
I think so.
Right.
He was on the 56 NFL championship team, I think. On August 4th, when the Yankees host the Blue Jays, the first 18,000 fans...
Oh, boy.
The first 18,000 fans will receive an Eli Manning Yankees bobblehead.
Eli Manning?
Yeah. Eli Manning Yankees bobblehead.
Let me see that.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Let me finish reading it. I'll take it out for you. All right. Featuring the 100th season logo, courtesy of Duncan. We love Duncan. Prior to the game, Manning will throw out the first pitch.
Okay.
Throughout the game, historic Giant highlights will be played on the Yankee Stadium video board, and fans will have the opportunity to take pictures with a Giant Super Bowl trophy. So I said we need one of these for the studio.
Okay.
So it's going to be 17,999 fans. And here you go. You can take the wrapping off of Eli. Eli Manning in a Yankee uniform.
See, Eli has a normal size head compared to his brother.
Yes, he does.
Yep. So, I mean, the bobblehead is, it's okay. It looks pretty good. Yeah, what do you think?
Actually, it's not bad. Looks a little like Archie, but Archie's his dad, so that works.
Yeah, it works. Got to take the thing off around the neck. So I mean, could you imagine if like you had Peyton with his neck and his head?
His forehead, yeah, it'd be
like
impossible.
It would be like up here.
Yeah. Well, there it is. So Eli Manning in a Yankee jersey, number 10, throwing a football.
It's kind of interesting.
It is.
It's a nice, I think it's a nice collaboration.
It is a very nice collaboration. Yep.
Put Eli right here for a while.
Yeah, right in the middle. How's that? How is that? Let's go to Don on Long Island. What's going on, Don?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Always been a big fan until today, how you announced Greg Van Roten becoming a Giant.
Why is that?
I think a Long Island guy that grew up on Long Island playing for the Giants deserves a little more respect than that.
respect in what? What do we do?
Well, why don't you go back and listen to your clip? It really wasn't a good job. Just letting you know.
Well, all right. I'm giving you an opportunity to say what. I'm giving you an opportunity to say what bothered you, and you're saying go back and listen to it. So, what was it?
Well, you made the announcement, and then Boomo did some kind of stupid whistle in the background, like it was no big deal. The announcement.
Well, you understand the irony of it. So they did breaking news on the MLB trade deadline day. So we thought that, you know, we'd hear some big Yankee or Met news, and it wasn't that. So that's probably where that sarcasm came from there.
Well, that's a pretty good job, whatever. You didn't do a good job to a Long Island guy making a New
York
team.
What would you like? So what reaction would you have liked?
A positive reaction.
Okay. Greg Van Roten to the Giants. Yeah, baby. Everport, turn your mics on in there.
Woo! Super Bowl.
Let's go. I mean, it's about damn time we brought the kid home.
I'm coming
home. The prodigal son, baby.
I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. The Van Rotens are coming home. Woo! There you go. There you got your reaction. Man, oh man, it's weird what bothers people, isn't it?
Yeah. It could have been his high school coach. Who knows?
I'm coming home. I met Gio in Ledecky's box. He didn't remember anything about it.
He said he was a good dude.
I mean, God. I mean, he was with the Jets, Van Roten, for a while.
Yes.
Did we make a big deal about that when he was on the Jets?
No.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
He wasn't really good with the Jets, was he? Well, don't say that. You're going to piss that guy off.
Oh, Boomer makes some noise in the background. Disrespect him, Van Roten.
Okay.
How dare you?
In his eyes, baby.
Boomer famously known for disrespecting Long Island.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And Long Island football players.
Right, of course.
In particular.
You've never done anything for Long Island football, that's
no,
for sure.
No, no.
Never, not at all.
No.
I'm ashamed of you. I'm surprised at you, Boomer. I used to be a fan of you, Boomer.
You guys don't ever celebrate Long Island offensive linemen on this show.
No, never. Zellner Award winner. Did he win the Zellner Award? Did he? I bet you probably did. If he
probably did. Well, he played at Chaminade.
Are you eligible for the Zellner Award if you play at Chaminade?
Why wouldn't you be?
Because it's a private school, right?
Yeah, but they... Oh, man, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they play. I think it's all like the public schools, I think.
Yeah, you know, he was drafted by the Packers, played for the Seahawks, the Argonauts, the Jaguars, the Panthers, the Jets, the Bills, the Vegas Raiders, and now the Giants.
So there you go. You got breaking news up on CBS Sports Network as well.
There you go.
Giants assigned guard, Greg Van Roten. Awesome.
Hometown hero, Greg Van Roten.
Hometown hero.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Remember those days?
Oh, the Carmelo days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was rough.
It was. And that song was all over the place.
No, I know. It ruined the song, actually. The song was a good song. That whole Carmelo thing, it ruined that song.
And now Greg Van Roten can bring it back.
Roten.
I'm coming home.
It's not Greg. Don't be disrespectful. It's not Greg Van Roten. It's Roten. And I did like it when I met him. I met his wife, too. I guess she was from Long Island or a teacher or something. I don't know what it was. But I didn't feel like we were disrespectful at all.
No.
There was something else I was just about to say about... Oh, yeah. I have to shout out. So we're talking Zellner Award. We had two of them at Belport. Frank Malia and Will Strano. Two Zellner Award winners. Offensive linemen at Belport.
Nice.
Did you have any at East Islip, or they're all tiny guys with bad haircuts?
No, I think this past year we had one.
You a Zellner Award winner?
I think so, yeah, I think.
That is, you win the Zellner Award.
Yes.
You are one badass. That is the best offensive lineman on Long Island.
Yes, it is.
That's who that is, okay. if you didn't figure it out yet by now. But yes, so do you have the list of them there?
I'm trying to find it. You go to the section, what is it, 11?
Section 11, yeah.
The website is like amazing. how the hell do I find this now?
You're never going to be able to find. I'm just looking at that now. That looks so confusing.
Yeah. About.
I got, let's see. I have never seen a website with that many tabs, ever.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.